Welcome back to Madison, Mr. World Traveler. I heard you just got back from Europe. What were you eating out there?
Well, since you've asked, I did enjoy a fancy French dish called escargot. Exquisite snails baked in garlic butter and spices. Served with a baguette for dipping. Ooh la la.
Well, yeah, a car can go. But I'm talking about food. What were some of the real exotic foods you ate? I'm starving, and I want to know if we can try something new here.
Well, also in France, I had another unique delicacy called steak tartare. It consists of raw horse meat, seasoned with onions, capers, and to top it off, a raw egg yolk. Surprisingly delicious and most refreshing.
Raw meat? Oh, then you should try the cannibal sandwich over at the meet and greet. What you're describing sounds anywhere from pretty similar to exactly the same as a cannibal sandwich, just less French.
Cannibal? Are they grinding up orphans over at the meet and greet? That's one meeting I don't need to attend.
No, you silly pierogi. It's a raw beef sandwich with all the same toppings on buttered rye bread. Positively awesome.
Well, Ms. Gourmand, perhaps you'd like to enlighten me on some more of your so-called culinary adventures. How are the French fries here in Wisconsin?
You want French and fries? Try poutine. It originated in Quebec, but it's sweeping across North America. Thick-cut fried potatoes topped with cheese, curds, and gravy. Oh, and there are so many ways to spin it, like adding guacamole or chorizo or pulled pork or sautéed mushrooms.
Oh, how gauche. Sounds like typical fast food to me. Maybe you'd like to hear about some of my other European food frolics, such as paella from Spain or shepherd's pie from England. It's not made from real shepherd, you know.
Speaking of culinary adventures, I think we should go on one now. Have you had your first prairie oyster?
Oysters? From the prairie? Oh, you classless neophyte of a foodie. Oysters come from the sea.
Well, see here. These oysters are in the form of fried bull testicles. I'll order you a pair.
Oh, man.